This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, 23 the time here on a Wednesday morning. I'm Tanner Schwinn, my co-host Brian Gary, who sits on the board for the High Plains Honor Flight. And we are joined in the Aloe Fiber Studios by Matt Voris, President, CEO, El Capitano, or what do we call you, Matt? What is your official title?
President of High Plains Honor Flight.
All right.
I think we have some other ones.
I've heard of them. Didn't know. Probably not FCC appropriate here. But Matt, thanks so much for being in here today, my friend.
Thanks for having me in again, folks. And always a pleasure to spread the word about High Plains Honor Flight.
No doubt. And let's do that. We're going to talk about the upcoming trip we have on Sunday and what we would like from you and how you can help out and all that coming up in just a few minutes. But Matt, if you could, there are a lot of people who don't know about Honor Flight. They may hear the term, but really have no idea what it's all about and its purpose here in Northern Colorado and how that all came about. Can you just give us a little overview of what the basis of Honor Flight is and how it came to birth here in Northern Colorado as well, Matt?
Honor Flight is a national nonprofit organization with a mission to get our veteran heroes back to visit the war memorials in Washington, D.C. It was founded originally by Earl Morris, who was a captain in the United States Air Force, and then he was working as a physician's assistant at a VA hospital back in Ohio. And after the World War II memorial was completed in D.C., he started asking his World War II veterans if they had intentions of getting out to see the memorial, and found that many of them didn't have the means to do so, whether it was financial or health-wise or whatever. And Earl was a private pilot, and he started flying World War II veterans out to see the memorial on weekends, and he got some of his pilot buddies to do the same.
Just taking like individuals or
correct,
a group of a couple of people?
Like two, three, four okay. at a time, as many as they could fit in private planes, and that's how Honor Flight started. Soon after, the co-founder of Honor Flight, Jeff Miller, who's down in Kentucky, chartered the first flight and took a large quantity of veterans out to see the World War II memorial. Since then, Honor Flight has evolved into 132 hubs across the country. All operate underneath the Honor Flight umbrella and work independently, do things different. Each hub does a different way. We always take a 737 full of veterans and guardians out to D.C., so we do it in large numbers where some hubs will take, 10 to 20 to 30 veterans at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the mission is the same for all the hubs. It's to honor our heroes and to thank them for their service and to welcome them home.
You know, one of the things that I've learned a little bit more, just by visiting with you, Matt, by going to some of these veteran events as well, is some of the the coldness that some of these veterans felt once they got home, especially the Vietnam veterans at this point. Is that something that you hear a lot of, we didn't receive this thanks and this gratitude when we got back and we're so thankful for it now? Can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And it's not just the Vietnam veterans, although they're that era, the way those veterans were treated when they returned, much different than the heroes' welcome that the folks from World War II and even Korea received. But even the World War II and Korean veterans, they came home, went back to the farm or ranch or whatever they were doing in their professional life before the war. Resumed trying to live their life as a normal citizen. And many of those folks, especially the combat veterans, saw things that most humans should never, get to experience, and basically repressed those things inside of themselves. Many of them never talked about their experiences, even with their close immediate family. So, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of repressing that kind of stuff inside of yourself is not a good thing.
No, it's not good for you at all.
Right. And we find the magic of Honor Flight is when these veterans are in light company on one of these trips and start chatting amongst themselves. The barriers start to come down. They start talking. And by the time we get back here, it's like the weight of the world's been released. And it changes their lives.
I'm sure there's some pretty intriguing topics that come up on that plane flight over there. And again, I'm sure some that the FCC probably would,
no better
would
place
not enjoy.
To eavesdrop.
Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, sure. To just sit and listen to the conversations that go on. The amount of times, Matt, where you get a couple of people who somehow end up in seats near each other on an airplane, who find out for the first time that 50 years ago they were within a mile of each other, you know, serving, it is incredible. And those happen every trip, man.
They do. So I'll share a story like that really quickly here. My first trip as a Guardian on a Honor Flight Northern Colorado trip, I was sitting next to a World War II aviator. He had on his flight jacket. And when we were in the air, we started talking, and I asked him what he did in the service. He was in the Army Air Corps. He flew out of England bombing Germany in a B-29. He was a captain of the ship, and I asked him how many missions he had flown, and he said 16. And I said, wow. Isn't there a magic number, like 32 or something, and then you get sent back for some R&R? And he says, you're exactly right. And I said, so 16 missions. Not knowing what I was asking at the time, I said, you know, were you at the end of the war or what happened? Why only 16? His plane was shot down on his 16th mission, and wow. He's the lone survivor of his crew out of that bomber. And he was a prisoner of war in Germany for 6 years.
Wow.
I mean, the impact wow. of the power on just that story alone, man, and it's insane. Well, let's get a break. We're gonna be talking about this hour. High Plains Honor Flight. It's a cause that's near and dear to all of our hearts, sitting here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. And we're gonna spread some of the stories about this, because seeing and hearing some of these veterans talk to my wife's school over at Westridge Academy, I want to share a little bit about that on the other side. 8:30 the time here this morning. You're listening to Good Morning NOCO. You know, one of the cool things about this job on both sides, on not just the on-air stuff, but on the sales front as well, is I get to meet a lot of people, different connections, and I value each and every one of them. And one of the cool things that I've seen kind of start to blossom, really, is the relationship between High Plains Honor Flight and Westridge Academy. Of course, we've told you a lot about Westridge Academy, the charter school here in Greeley. And for Veterans Day, High Plains Honor Flight reached out to some of the veterans and asked if they would go in and speak. I was there I was assisting a World War II veteran, George Norton, correct?
Correct.
And George was there and talking to these young kids. And I've got an irrational fear of young children, I think is the best way of saying it.
I don't think it's irrational.
Okay, good. Right. Thank you for having my back.
Yes.
They just, you know how they can get at times. And I, watching George talk to these kids, and these kids just glued on him. He's got the pictures of the boat that he was on. You know, he's I believe, working on a book called God and a 500-pound Bomb are the two reasons why. And we need to have George in the studio at some point.
Totally good with that.
There was not watching the teacher start to, well, you know, see the tears well up in her eyes. I'm crying like a little baby back, you know what, over there listening to this. It's just so powerful. And, you know, with the flight that leaves Sunday morning, Westridge Academy jumped in and had their students write letters to these heroes. And it's really cool to know that that is being passed down, because Westridge Academy is a K-8. But this is, when we talk about education, there's politics in education now, this is the one, and the love and respect for heroes that are being taught over there. And thank you, Matt, for helping spread that, and the veterans that you work with to these young kids, because it's truly incredible to see.
It is, absolutely. So, you know, High Plains Honor Flight, our mission is to honor these heroes, and part of that is tying their stories into our communities. you know, you hear the phrase, we walk among heroes. It's absolutely true. They are very glad to come in and tell their stories and associate with elementary through high school age children to help spread the word about why they did what they did for our freedoms.
Well, and I think maybe now more so than ever, it can sometimes be cool to bash on America, even though we live here. And there's nothing more irritating than that. We are a country that is divided right now politically, but I guarantee you that you still don't want to mess around, because you're going to find out. Because as long as that red, white, and blue is flying, man, and we got men and women like we've had, and that you honor with High Plains Honor Flight, you don't want to mess around, because you will find out. Got a question from a texter here, Matt. Are veterans eligible that did not serve in Nam? The Navy sent me east into to the Med. I was there when the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty.
Yes, so all veterans are eligible to go on our flight, but we have a priority list that we're working with currently, which starts with World War II era veterans, followed by Korea veterans, Vietnam veterans, and Purple Heart recipients from any conflict. We've had several Purple Heart recipients from Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, basically the sandbox, go on our flights. It's a different experience for the younger veteran. They're currently working on getting ready to build the Desert Storm Memorial, which will be out by the Vietnam Wall. And our missions, should funding continue to come in to do these trips, once that memorial is complete, we'll open our roster and take the 20-plus years of veterans from the sandbox on our trips as well.
Incredible. Well, Texter, thank you for your service as well. Appreciate you texting that in. Go to highplaineshonorflight.org. Donate today.
Highplaineshonorflight.org.
Yeah, it's
totally on donations from the public, from the business community, from the private sector. This is a nonprofit. Everything we're doing is to raise money to give these veterans this trip at zero cost to them. And we have standards we want to reach. We have a certain type of trip we want to give them, and we won't settle for less than that. And we need the public to step up. Yeah. We need the average person. We need some big business partners. I know some of you right now, we hit you up for advertising. We do those things. But I tell you what, a $5,000 donation from you could do so much. And if you're one who can afford to give it, you know, you could help fund one of our flights. I mean, seriously, and there is nothing better you can do with your money than that. But I know if we can get some business partners out there with that, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000 level, and I know you're out there, you make this difference. You make it happen. And we're going to see witness of that this weekend, which we'll dive into next.
Yeah, highplaineshonorflight.org. That's highplaineshonorflight.org. There's a donate button there. This is something that has become near and dear to my entire family as well. It was something where I remember, I believe it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, Matt. I'm getting old, man. Can't remember. I'm starting to act like Brian.
Oh,
I need to quit
up
hanging out with him so much.
Go away.
But when you were when you came into the old studio, we were talking about it, and my wife, who wasn't even my wife at the time, texted me and said, "I'm getting on there and donating." And I said, "You know, I've already done X, Y." She goes, "I don't care. I'm donating more." And so it is near and dear to my family's heart as well. And go and do a little bit more research. You listen in. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. But High Plains Honor Flight. So what can you do maybe if you don't have the money to donate right now? There's still ways to support. We're going to tell you about them when we come back next. But first, bottom of the hour, news and Weather Center.
844, welcome back in the Yellow Fiber Studios. Talking Honor Flight, High Plains Honor Flight with Matt Forrest, president of High Plains Honor Flight, an organization, formerly Northern Colorado Honor Flight, which was founded by Colonel Stan Cass. And we need to pay tribute to the Colonel every time we get ready for one of these flights, what he's done to honor veterans, what he did in his lifetime, serving our country and then serving them. I know it's something, Matt, that you are very, very honored and proud to carry on.
Absolutely. So we will honor Colonel Cass at our send-off Sunday morning. He founded the Honor Flight Hub here in Northern Colorado in 2008. I joined his board of directors in 2012 and didn't know what I was getting myself into, but it's been the most rewarding thing I've ever been involved with in my life. And it's a labor of love, but something that I truly enjoy honoring our heroes. That organization took 21 flights and twice a year. Cost of those trips back in the day were about $130,000. The cost of our current trips are coming in at $250,000. My organization would like to get back to two trips a year. To do that, realistically, we're looking at needing funding in the tune of at least $500,000 a year. We're getting close to reaching that benchmark. I have not put a date out when we're going to go back to two times a year because I don't want to fall short and not be able to live up to that promise. But hopefully here in the near future, with the help of some of our local Northern Colorado businesses that might have a heartstring for our mission, we can get there.
Absolutely.
And that would be awesome. Now, the route has changed, right, in the last couple of years.
On Sunday.
Because Sunday, about 8:30, is that correct, where the buses will be leaving. What is the route? Because it used to be down I-25 down to Denver, but now you guys fly out of Loveland. Am I correct in saying that?
Correct, which has been an awesome
I'm sure, man.
Awesome deal for our veterans and everyone on our trip to not have that hour plus down to DIA and
just
back.
Getting through DIA alone, man.
Well, we'd avoid that, just logistically, after going on this trip of a lifetime, getting on a bus and doing all the traveling and getting back and forth, it just works out so much nicer. But you know, people ask, what can they do? How can they show their support and all that? Obviously, donations are great, but really, we need you on Sunday. Sunday morning, we'll have our send off. We'll be out at the ranch. We send them off from there, but they're going to get on buses, and we'll have four buses, and they're going to take off, and we take an extended route over to the airport in Loveland. And the reason we do this is we want you and your families, you and your neighbors, you and your coworkers, or just you and your American flag to come out and give them the send-off they've never received. Matt, I know you're with me on this, that one of the coolest things about any of these trips, any of these honor flights, is when you talk to the vets and say, what was your favorite part? And so many of them say, seeing the people lining the parade route. When you get a family with their children and the kids are holding an American flag and these vets see that, and for a moment they go, you know, it was worth it. You know, what we were sacrificing, it's being handed on to another generation, which many people doubt these days. So you showing up, you have no idea what a way that is to give back to these guys.
Absolutely. So when we're on the buses and leave the ranch, we head north on Fairgrounds Avenue over to 392, head east toward Windsor, head back south on County Road 13 over to Crossroads, and then take Crossroads under I-25 behind Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson over there and into the airport on Earhart Drive. And when these veterans start to see the community standing on the side of that parade route with signs, with American flags, seeing, everyone from adults down to little kids waving them on and showing them appreciation, they just light up. And like you said, Brian, they start to realize that their sacrifices for our freedoms really does mean something.
Are there areas that are better for people, you know, on that route? Again, they leave from the ranch, they head north on County Road 5 or Fairgrounds Avenue, then back east on 392 to County Road 13 or Colorado Boulevard, come back south onto Crossroads, and then back west. Is there a better way, a spot that is better than other routes? Is there something that, you know, when you're talking about trying to get off the side of the road or anything like that, Matt, that you saw last year with this?
No, like Brian said, really, that whole route is conducive to having the public on either side of the road. And we took that route for the first time after going down I-25 for many years, and really didn't know what the reception of the community was going to be. Was pleasantly surprised. There was thousands of people along that parade route. And we hope that that continues to grow year after year. And it really is special for the veterans to see those people on the side of the road.
Great thing to do as a family.
Yeah.
You know, to get out there and you ask what you can do. You look, you get to live your life every day the way you want to live it. And all the freedoms, all the wonderful things that we have, the ability to complain, all those things are all here because of what they did. And taking a little bit out of your day, that one day on Sunday, to go out and just make a sign, wave a flag, and just show your support. It's very little. We're not asking a lot for you to do. And the impact it has on our vets is lifelong. Yeah. Lifelong. So well, please get out and line that route. And you can find it on our pages,
highplainshonorflight.org. It's the first thing that pops up right there. There's law enforcement that get involved in this as well, Matt, right?
Correct. So we have law enforcement and first responders along that route. We also have a large contingency of American Patriots. We got the Patriot Guard Riders, Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, American Legion Riders, and non-affiliated motorcycle folks that just love our veterans and want to show their support. Usually have several hundred bikes on that escort as well.
So if you own a bike, you can jump in there. You just be at the ranch about 8:15, 8 o'clock?
Most of those motorcycle folks show up anywhere from 5:30 to 7 o'clock.
Really?
Yes, and the first 50 that show up go in front of the buses. And then everyone else follows the buses. So
it's incredible, man.
Yeah, there's some safety things they've got to go through forth to be in those first 50 to be leading the pack. But, man, those vets dig that. When they look out, they see those bikes, you know, leading the cause. It's something to behold, and it's that, you know, you've seen movies and you see the welcome home for World War II vets. You see the streets lined and everyone feeling that vibe. That's what we want to create. That's what we want to create, because every one of them deserve that.
Get out there Sunday morning. The buses will leave from the ranch at 8:20. So get set up. Find your spot about 8 a.m. Let's fill this thing up. And then, you know, if this hasn't convinced you to go and hit that donate button, that will. Go in and see in the patriotism that is still alive and well here in the hands of us in America. And it's going to be awesome, man. And I'm sure, Matt, you know, first and foremost, thank you for your dedication to this cause. But I'm sure every single year, man, it's just it's a new level of respect and a new level of understanding about what these veterans went through. So thank you for what you do, and I'm sure you're going to have a great time over the weekend.
Thank you. We're excited and looking forward to Sunday morning for
no
sure.
Doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Come on. Ceremony started at 7:30.
Okay, very good. HighPlainsHonorFlight.org. That is HighPlainsHonorFlight.org. Matt, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, gents.
Good to see you, brother.
8:53 the time. Now you're listening to Good Morning NOCO.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.